They sent his voice on the show with the news. The United States government responded positively to Indonesia's proposals for strengthening bilateral economic ties in light of President Donald Trump's tariff policy. That was stated by Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto. The minister made the statement at the Presidential Palace, Jakarta on Monday after briefing President Subianto regarding the results of Indonesian delegation's tariff negotiation mission in Washington, D.C. last week. Quoted from Antara, Hartarto explained that the proposals involve adjustment to tariff and non-tariff configurations, as well as concrete efforts to drive a more favorable ratio in trade balance between the two countries. Several South Korean companies have expressed interest in channeling additional $1.7 billion in capital into Indonesia, according to Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto. He made the announcement after accompanying President Prabowo Subianto to a meeting with representatives from 19 South Korean companies at Medica Palace in Jakarta on Monday. Quoted from Antara, Hartarto highlighted that among the companies is Lotte Chemicals, which is preparing for the inauguration of Indonesia's largest petrochemical factory in September or October this year. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. For everybody around the world who are listening to this broadcast, and it's lunchtime in Jakarta, and I'm Steve will be here with you with a lot of information related to Indonesia, and one of them is today we'll discuss a little bit something related to the World Dance Day, something related to dance. If you want to share with us what you thought is the meaning of dance, the significance of dance, why today we still have to preserve it, well, you can share it to our WhatsApp number +62 821 2130. Let me try it once again, +62 821 2130, and also our application at eDigital, available on Android and also iOS. And there's a very beautiful day outside here too. Well, it might be accompanying you with a lot more information, also music, so here you go. We have Run with Kulani Kepantai. Stay tuned on Edible Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojoban Water Pool. Grojoban Water Pool, located in Dukuh Bangun Rejo, Mandikorejo Village, Tampal District, Selatan Regency, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojoban Water Pool Bangun Rejo because it is located in Dukuh Bangun Rejo. Grojoban Water Pool has an unusual Grojoban or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. Waterfalls from the Krasa River. Grojoban Water Pool has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi Project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a Grojoban or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojoban Water Pool, which means Ancient Rock Waterfall. Grojoban Water Pool is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are also so exotic, it's ideal to be a stopping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojoban Water Pool and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojoban. You can also swim here and of course the mistaken selfies. The best time to visit Grojoban Water Pool is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
Listener, here is quote of the day. Education is the most powerful weapon to change the world. A quote by Ki Hajar Dewantara. Listener, Ki Hajar Dewantara is doubtless the father of education in Indonesia. He was a freedom fighter who is respected by both allies and enemies. He is known for his creativity, broad insight, and criticism towards education, which resulted in various brilliant ideas. This makes him known as the true educator and cultural figure of Indonesia. Now listener, that's quote of the day. There's a town hall meeting for the Indonesian Sovereign Wealth Fund, which is Danantara Investment Management Agency. In there, our president, Prabowo Subianto, attended the event, and during his remarks, especially to the press, he said that the Danantara has the potential to manage assets worth over $1 trillion. As we quote from Mandaranews.com, he said that to manage this, it will require professionalism, transparency, and hard work, because these very, very great assets must be utilized and safeguarded through trustworthy and transparent systems. And the president further noted that the project's value of Danantara's assets reflects Indonesia's immense economic potential. So, he called upon all the directors of state-owned enterprises who are affiliated with Danantara to leave behind all inefficient and outdated practices and instead focus on responsible and result-driven asset management. wanna stay updated with the cure and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and all stations of Radio Republik Indonesia, RRI from across Indonesia, RRI.co.id is the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, brings you the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal. You can go to our social media accounts. You can visit our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and then our TikTok and also Instagram on VOI_official. In there, you can check our posts about the upcoming or the ongoing events or programs at The Voice of Indonesia. And of course, you can send comments, criticism, suggestion, or even your reception report to our social media. And special for you who are listening to this broadcast, I'd like to bring you a story about a special dance from Indonesia that uses topeng or a mask. So here's a story about topeng, Palimanan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Besides being famous for the city of Sleem, Cirebon in West Java is also known for its eye topping or mask dance. Several years ago, some artists were worried about the development of the art, which has existed since Majapahit Kingdom era. However, now, the worry is not true. Hardworking artists try harder to make eye topping Cirebon become one of Cirebon icons, attracting the young generation. The coming of Voice of Indonesia initial clue to the house of Nani Kadmini in Kadumbunda village, Gampur district, around 10 km away from Cirebon city, was warmly welcomed. Nani Kadmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Telescoping Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop Tali Popping, or known as Popping, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar terus dalam waktu 30
menit. Please, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance. Then we could learn even faster, because we could feel the music. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited Popping dancers in every event. From her parents, who are not Popping artists, strengthens her determination to be by Popping Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu suka dansa lagu nari, dulu ibu saya jualan gamelan.
My mom is not a dancer, she used to sell furniture. So if you wanted to make a dance in the gamelan traditional music, please join the party. And the dance before that, my parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned Tali Popping from her teacher, Mimi Suji, Popping Maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in Cirebon or Palace, as well as national and international performances. Nani stated,
di masyarakat dulu,
Popping the time, Tali Popping only reached the independent state without the neighboring Cirebon communities. Then it went to the national level, as well as Japan and Korea.
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn Tali Popping in depth. She has taught far before Wulan Sari Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
Alhamdulillah sampai selesai cuma, I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance, because I have become dancer and Cirebon since I was a child. I thought, even I had not finished my studies.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach Tali Popping. It is not easy indeed to find people to learn Tali Popping that was just limited to people in Cirebon. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach Tali Popping.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih Maya, ayo main belajar.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just eat electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught Tali Popping not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sedih sekali ya mengajar juga. Kadang tidak dikasih honor, saya lakukan ini.
It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from the hall to Cirebon. But I kept growing. I survived for Popping Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop Tali Popping Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java Provincial Government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan,
when I didn't have gamelan yet, we learned the basic practice with cassette.
If we wanted to play gamelan, we gathered money.
So they know the difference between music and cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Tali Popping happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Popping Palimanan in June 2012.
Karena perjuangan saya sangat betul-betul, because I have fought so hard, I did it all in June with my inauguration as Popping Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Popping Maestro, Nani, who often performs Tali Popping in various events, never said special to leave. The woman who has become that winner in family because of her husband deteriorating health gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah mata saya sendiri nggak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I got mine to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they started event budget, I set tarif.
The woman who has taught for more than 10 years has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Tali Popping well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata
when I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two felt moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Tali Popping.
My
own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade. But in the third grade, she joined a competition in Hatsuro Banan to get learning formally. Maybe she still knows when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches Tali Popping until growing old expressed her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya untuk khususnya Popping Cirebon dan
sampai I hope art and culture, particularly Popping Cirebon, do not extinct. I told my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java Provincial Government, Nani Kadmini hope the government paid more attention to Popping art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we work, cannot see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential. Popping to develop it. I personally have low-level government, especially districts, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve Tali Popping gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Chilebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, VPO.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year. We also incidentally peak down to Balungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java and events like the Jakarta Fair. The programs like Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists. The struggle of Bali Topeng artists shows more progress. Topeng art, which was worried to extinct, attracts the young generation more, as stated by Andrian Rahajo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Para maestro melakukan pembinaan.
Bali Topeng maestros guide young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topeng is very interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and first pieces. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists fly from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn Topeng in Cirebon. Topeng festivals and training look so obvious. To maintain and preserve the nation's culture. Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar, prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget.
practice responsible tourism, support eco-friendly and sustainable practices, choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Kalangkang. The word Kalangkang in Sundanese means shadow. The lyrics of the song Kalangkang tell the story of a couple's romance. Both love each other and share their happiness. The beauty of their relationship is initially just a shadow or fantasy, but later becomes a reality. The song Kalangkang was composed by Nano S. The song is presented in the album Kalangkang, which was released in 1988 and popularized by Mimin Meida. Well, listener, here's the song Kalangkang by Mimin Meida. Our application at eDigital.